Summer begins tomorrow, and summer-like weather is locked in place across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures have been warming up all week. The humidity levels have come up, especially in the past day, and now things are leveling off. So I expect similar warmth and similar humidity through the weekend, and it looks like this pattern is not going to break through at least the middle part of next week. So we are going to have several days like today lined up in a row. And that means you're going to have plenty of time to enjoy the summer-like weather if you are so inclined. I do want to point out that on each of these days, there is going to be the chance for a few pop-up thunderstorms. That's also something that's very common when we have warm and humid weather. So over the weekend, I don't recommend canceling your outdoor plans because the weather overall is going to be quite nice. But just be mindful that a few storms will fire up, and these are being driven by the heating of the day, so the warmest part of the day is the most likely time to see these storms. So from about mid-afternoon through early evening, a few spotty thunderstorms will be possible, and it is a good idea to have a lightning action plan ready to go, so you don't want to be well out in an area where you can't get to a safe place quickly if a thunderstorm approaches. And also, there are going to be some downpours with these storms, which on one angle is a good thing because we need the rain, but the concern is that they are not going to be very fast-moving thunderstorms, and that means that some of these downpours may linger long enough to result in some localized flooding. But again, these are going to be more miss-than-hit-type thunderstorms, so don't cancel your plans. Just be mindful of the weather each afternoon. With the heat and humidity, be mindful of staying hydrated, and also remember that the sun angle is as high as it gets around here, with summer beginning tomorrow, and that means the sunburn potential is very high, so don't forget about that sunblock, and be sure to reapply that sunblock often. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a spotty evening thunderstorm, partly cloudy with areas of fog, muggy, lows in the 60s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an isolated thunderstorm, highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, a spotty evening thunderstorm, partly cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, a spotty evening thunderstorm, partly cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, early clouds and fog, hot and humid, chance of an isolated thunderstorm, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, a spotty evening thunderstorm, partly cloudy with patchy fog, muggy, lows in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, early fog, then partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of a scattered storm, highs in the 80s to near 90. And on Monday, the same deal, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of a scattered storm, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.